We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's our privilege to have Buddy and Lauren Fitzgerald with us today, and we look forward to their ministry. We are in the book of Proverbs in our calls to worship, and we have been there for several months, and the words of Agur that are shared. And I was reading through this section that we started last week, beginning at verse 24 through 28, and I couldn't help but think that this is God's Hall of Fame of wisdom. But it doesn't star any humans. This is kind of interesting to me. God chose His Wisdom Hall of Fame to reflect creation. And the stars are ants, conies, which are the rock badgers of Petra, the locusts, and spiders. There's some debate about the Hebrew word there. Could be translated spider, or it could be what we would know as a gecko. That climb walls, they can nest in corners and rafters and so forth like that. I have a few of those on my front porch. But here we have four creatures that are insignificant. I dare say that none of you woke up this morning thinking about a rock badger. That was not on your radar screen. Now, you may have seen a spider as you came in the door this morning. As we came in the door, Jonathan said, "Dad, there's a spider." And in a few minutes, it was gone. Okay, we took care of it. But that was it's just not on your radar screen to think about, conies or rock badgers, ants. The only thing you think about is how we can get rid of them. That's the only thing that they cross your mind. How can we get rid of them? And yet God says that these four creatures exhibit exceeding wisdom. We looked last week at the ant, where the Bible says that they prepare their meat in the summer. And they don't store for more than just one season. They're back at it again in the spring and in the summertime, preparing for the next winter. They have just enough to make it through the wintertime. This week we notice it says the conies, the rock badger, are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. God put within them a desire to climb and to have their homes way up in the rocks. If you were to go to the Middle East and we were to go to Jordan and take you to the rocks of Petra, you would find there the rock badger living way up in the upper portions there, and you would ask the question, how did they get up there? And how do they live their lives there? Well, God put them the instinct within them to be up in those areas so that they are protected from foxes, from all the other animals that would dine on them. God has a special work for them to do. And so they protect themselves by living up at higher elevations, putting themselves out of harm's way. Let me ask you something. Spiritually speaking, do you make sure that you stay out of harm's way? Or do you put yourself constantly in a position where spiritual harm could come to you? Now, this is part of the wisdom that we're talking about. Some people constantly put themselves in locations and places and among certain people and among certain things that potentially bring spiritual harm to their life. And God says, yet the rock badger, who is exceedingly wise, puts himself out of harm's way so that they can raise their family and conduct what business God has for them to do. Now, do you see why God did not put people in this list of the Hall of Wisdom? Why? God had to go to the animal creation and choose examples of wisdom because man is so foolish. We put ourselves in harm's way spiritually because we're not careful and we don't act wisely. As we come to worship God, I hope and pray that you don't look at church as your break from the world, so to speak, but rather that you would look for it as the place where you can exercise wisdom, grow, and then go out the rest of the week and exercise wisdom and grow. That we be like the rock badger. And that we don't put ourselves in harm's way spiritually, but that we put ourselves in the place where God can bless us and where God can keep us and where our souls can be guarded from the wicked one. Because I want to tell you something. If you put yourself in harm's way, the devil will be right there. And he'll take care of business. God help us to be as the simple creature. I know you didn't think about the rock badger this morning when you came to church. But I want you to think about the rock badger today. And I want you to think about the rock badger tomorrow and the next day. And let this little creature in God's hall of wisdom speak to you about making sure I don't put myself and I don't put my family in spiritual harm's way today. May I take them up to the heights of heaven where they'll be shielded and they'll be protected from the wicked one. Do I hear an amen? The rock badger has enough sense to do that. May we, as God's children, have enough sense to do the same.